each day during Kwanzaa from December 26th to January 1st. As we celebrate Kwanzaa, we begin by pouring libation. And we begin by pouring these services today by pouring libation. And we call forth the names of those whose shoulders we stand upon, those who have gone before us, those people of African descent, of African blood in our families. I call out the name of Herman English, and everyone says Ashe.
Ashe.
I call out the name of Carl Abdul Malik. Ashe. Harold Bolter.
Ashe.
And we ask that you call forth names of people of African descent, those whose feet went a running towards freedom. Call out Ashe. 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 Those who put pen to paper to write for our struggles for freedom. Ashe. 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 Those who broke barriers through music, through sports. Ashe. 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 Those who spoke verbally, whether it was through politics or just to stand up in the middle of the community center just to speak, call out their names. Ashe. 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 Those in our families, call out their names. Ashe. 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 And we pour libation even to those yet unborn. Ashe. Gani. Habari Gani means what's the news. And during the 7 days of Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st, you knock on somebody's door and you say, Habari Gani, and the response is what that day is. And so we want to go through lighting the candles, but before we do that, we want to talk just a little bit about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was founded, as you heard, in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karanga. You see, he had traveled to many places in Africa, South Africa, East Africa, West Africa, and what he saw was that people planted, and then they nourished their plants. Then they had big harvest celebrations. Some harvest celebrations were 7 days. Some harvest celebrations were 10 days. Some celebrations were 14 days. But they celebrated the work that they had did. And he realized that as Africans in America, we don't have a celebration. We don't have a harvest celebration to celebrate our history, to celebrate our communal living, to celebrate our unity. And so he founded Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is spoken in the language of Kiswahili, and it means first fruits. So yes, we plant seeds, and of course, in our concrete, it might not be the seeds for plants, right? It might not be the same seeds for vegetables, but we plant seeds. How many people say they're going to volunteer in their communities this year? All right. How many people say they're going to take the time to pray for people, just for folks, just to pray? How many people said, I'm going to get good grades this year? All right. I'm going to work hard for my family. Right. I'm going to work together to build my community. Anybody to help out my community. So you planted seeds. And all year long, you've nurtured those seeds. And on December 26th, it is harvest time. Now, you live the principles all year long because you planted the seeds. That means you're living through these principles. You nurtured the seeds. That means you're living through these principles. But now it's time to celebrate with a big harvest. Some of you have cards. So what we do is we set the table. We decorate our homes in beautiful African fabrics. It could be tie-dyes, batiks. And then we set a table. And on our table, the first thing we put is an mkeka. Who has the word mkeka? M-K-E-K-A. Come on up. Come on. Good. And so, thank you. Good. So the mkeka is the straw mat. What's your name?
Jules.
So the mkeka is a straw mat. And it's just not a mat, it symbolizes something, okay? So that straw mat means that as people from the African diaspora, that we have a strong foundation to stand upon. We have a rich history. Now, we want everyone to really hear that word mkeka. So you're gonna say, mkeka, mkeka, and they will respond, a symbol of Kwanzaa. Okay, y'all got that? All right, so you try it.
Mkeka, mkeka.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. That's a good job. Now what we need you to do is identify the straw mat. Try not to step on that. Look around the table, see if you see a straw mat. Other things are on top of that mat. And this one, you go out. Straw mat. You see that straw? That straw. Want to put that right there? I'll take that for you. Thank you. Give him a round of applause. Yeah. Good. All right. What's your name?
Kayla.
So Kayla, now there's something that's sitting on top of that straw mat. It's called a kinara. And the kinara represents our ancestors, the people who came before us, the people who made history before us, who lived before us, and they are on that strong foundation. So Caleb, I want you to teach everyone this key Swahili word, and you're gonna say, kinara, kinara, okay? Here we go.
Kinara, kinara.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. Give it up for Caleb. Come on, Caleb. Let's find the kinara. The kinara is the candle holder. Point out the candle holder for me. What's holding the candle? That's right. All right, great. Another good. Very good. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you. Now, the Mishimasaba. Who has Mishimasaba? Come on up. So the Mishimasaba are the seven candles. The seven candles represent the seven principles. Nguzo Saba is the seven principle. Mishimasaba is the seven candles. What word means Saba? Nguzo Saba is seven principles. Mishimasaba is seven
candles.
So which one of these words mean seven? Saba. Saba, right? So the colors are red, black, and green. They're the candles, and the candles represent the people. Right, so you have the foundation, you have the ancestors, then you have the people and the principles that they live. All right, so you're gonna say, Mishimasaba, Mishimasaba. You ready?
Mishimasaba, Mishimasaba.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. And what's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron. Could you point out those candles for us? Very good. Thank you. Thank you. And next we have a mazal, mazal. Who has the word M-A-Z-A-O, mazal? Anybody have that one? M-A, come on up, come on. Come on. Come on up. All right. So what's your name?
My name's Sam.
Sam, come here, Sam. So Sam, remember we said that we plant the seeds, right? So then when we have the big harvest and we've worked real hard on the things we said we're gonna do for our community and for our family, we have a lot of fruit and vegetables because we worked so hard. And that's called the mazal, okay? So Sam, turn around this way. Can you say, mazal, mazal.
Mazal, mazal.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. Very good, Sam. Sam, let's find the fruit and vegetables. Can you find the fruit and vegetables for us? Point to it. Very good, Sam. Thank you so much. Good. Then we're gonna do the Kikombe Cha Umoja. Kikombe Cha Umoja. All right. Hi. And what is your name?
Zoe.
So the Kikombe Cha Umoja, that's three words, right? Because it's the Unity Cup. So the Unity Cup is what we use to pour libation, where we're honoring our ancestors, right? So we have a big Unity Cup, but you have a big word to say, right? So you're gonna say, Kikombe Cha Umoja, Kikombe Cha Umoja. You ready? Here we go.
Cha Umoja, Kikombe Cha Umoja.
Yay, Zoe! All right, come on, let's find that Unity Cup. Yes. symbol of Kwanzaa. Yes, thank you. There you go. Thank you, Zoe. All right. Now we have the Muhindi. The Muhindi? Yes. And what is your name?
Isaac.
Isaac, you thought this should be folded, huh? Come on, Isaac. So Isaac, so you have Muhindi. So Isaac, the Muhindi represents how many children are in the household. So I had three children, so I would have three ears of corn, right? How many children are in your household? Is it just you? Two? So how many ears of corn would you have?
Two.
Two. If there was 100 children, how many ears of corn would you have?
100.
Now, you have a whole cornfield, you would. You would, right? So you're going to say right here, Muhindi, Muhindi.
Muhindi, Muhindi.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. Very good. Can you find a corn for us? Find the corn? Very good. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have the Zawadi. Who has the, yes. And what is your name?
Taylor.
So Zawadi are the gifts, right? So you get gifts during Kwanzaa, but no PlayStations, no Barbie dolls. The gifts have to be handmade or they could be books of knowledge, okay? All right? So I want you to say, Zawadi, Zawadi.
Zawadi, Zawadi.
A symbol of Kwanzaa, yay. All right, can you find the gifts? Very good. Thank you very, very much. All right, and the last symbol is an alternate symbol. It's the bandera. Who has bandera? Yay. All right. You coming with her? All right. All right. Come on. All right. What's your name?
Kayla.
Kayla?
Layla.
Layla? Okay, Layla. A bandera is a flag. And our flag is red, black, and green. The black represents the people. The red, the struggle of the people. And the green is the land and the prosperity of the people. Can you say this? Can you bring it down a little, please? Bring it down a little, all right? All right? You gonna say, bandera, bandera.
Bandera, bandera.
A symbol of Kwanzaa. Yay. All right, come on. Here we go, Layla. And that's the flag right there. You gonna put that right there? Yay. All right. Thank you. All right. And so now we're going to light the seven candles. We begin with the black. Then we go red, green, red, green, red, green. The way you remember how to light the candles is by saying that the people, that's the black candle, must struggle before they achieve, all right? Or before they prosper, right? So we're gonna light it. I'm gonna go like this. You keep playing just a little softer, all right? And then, so we're not like this, we're gonna say Habarigani, Habarigani, right? And you'll say Habarigani, Habarigani, and I'll light as we go through, all right? You ready? Here we go. Habarigani. Umoja, Umoja, that's unity for you and me. Habarigani. Kujichagulia, Kujichagulia, determination of self makes us strong in all else. Habarigani. Ujima, Ujima, we work together, we'll storm any kind of weather. Habarigani. Ujama, Ujama, support black business and then you'll have success. Habarigani. Nia, Nia, yes, I have purpose and you have purpose. Greatness is our purpose. Oh, there's no lie and no myth. Habarigani. Kaumba, Kaumba, I create with my soul. I create with my mind. For my community, I create all the time. Habarigani. Imani, Imani, I said faith is what it takes. I said faith is what it takes. Celebrate, 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 Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa, celebrate, celebrate your history. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and discover.